This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. 10 years after the Americans with Disabilities Act took effect, the Justice Department says millions of U.S. businesses have yet to comply with key parts of the law. Florida leads the nation in lawsuits demanding compliance, but this vigilant approach to enforcement is creating controversy. Amy Tardiff of member station WGCU in Fort Myers reports.
Florida strip malls, businesses, restaurants, and hotels are being sued for violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. Much of that activity is coming out of an elderly woman's garage, where her son, Marty Smith, lives and runs his watchdog nonprofit group called Access for America.
Disabled people want to move to Florida now because of art groups like mine.
Access for America has filed nearly 1,000 lawsuits nationwide in the past year. Smith, who is legally blind and partially paralyzed due to a childhood brain injury, is a plaintiff in nearly 100 himself. Access for America and dozens of similar groups say they are the only ones trying to enforce the Disabilities Act.
The sidewalk is on an incline going up to it that's on an angle where if you're in a wheelchair, you roll off the side of it.
Lauren Wieland broke his neck in a diving accident 20 years ago. He can't patronize the bank and at least 5 other businesses within yards of his home because they're not wheelchair accessible.
The ramp goes straight up to the door. There's no flat area where you can reach out to grab a doorway and open it without rolling backwards.
Wieland says he's tried to change that with no luck.
Over the years, every new bank manager, I've gone over and talked with them about it, and they say, yeah, but it doesn't really, no changes are ever made.
The Americans with Disabilities Act says new buildings and renovations should be fully accessible. Owners of older buildings must remove barriers if they can do so without ruining their businesses. The Justice Department goes after big targets, such as Norwegian Cruise Lines, the United Artists Theater Circuit, and the state of Delaware to enforce compliance. It leaves smaller lawsuits to victims. They can't collect damages, but they can get their attorney's fees paid. And some say that's the problem.
They're basically manufacturing cases.
Fort Myers lawyer Jeff Rice defends businesses sued by Access for America and other advocacy groups. He and others complain lawyers working for these groups file lawsuits without warning. Rice calls this legal extortion.
They're filing the suit merely to generate attorney's fees and not to file the suit to get a business to become compliant with the ADA.
One of the Florida lawyers Rice is referring to is Miami attorney John Mala. Court records show Mala has filed more access suits than any other lawyer in Florida. If a judge agrees to grant his fees, the cost of one of Mala's lawsuits can be much higher than the cost of removing barriers. Mala says it's the only thing that works.
Certainly Florida has changed immensely. There's far more accessibility than there ever was. I think defendants are getting hip that they're going to be sued, and they're starting to take action on their own.
There are so many ADA compliance suits being filed in Florida that Republican Congressman Mark Foley of Palm Beach has introduced federal legislation to stop the practice. He's concerned about the tactic, which is also becoming popular in California, Illinois, and Hawaii. The ADA Notification Act would require businesses be notified of violations and then have 90 days to fix them before being sued. Foley says this gives the company time and keeps lawyers from making a mint off drive-by lawsuits, which he says sometimes are not even specific to the business.
They mailed what I'm calling a form letter to the building owners. It's unconscionable. It's sad, merely trying to line their pockets at the expense of many merchants who are innocently, yes, technically guilty of violations, but were unaware of the violations and would have quickly remedied them so that the disabled could have had access.
The disabled community is united against Congressman Foley's legislation because it removes a business's fear of a lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Amy Tardiff in Fort Myers, Florida.